them to you. They are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
To Life Radio Ministry, amen, brought to you by the Back to the Bible Holiness Church Incorporated, 690 New Street, Beaufort, Georgia, amen. Those of you by Facebook, amen, by YouTube, amen, by radio, by shortwave, amen, get your Bibles, amen, drop your attitude, amen. We are here as your friends. You know, if you're going to be mad, you need to find another YouTube channel. You may be seated, please. Amen. If you're going to be mad, this is the wrong place to be listening, because we're going to hit you where it hurt. Amen. But we're going to help you. Amen. We celebrate, amen, liberty and freedom, the 4th of July. Amen. But the word of God say, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. As we look at our world today, we're in bad shape. Real bad shape. Our churches have been shut down. It's been so long since we heard a word from the Lord. A lot of people, the churches are telling you to send money even if you don't come. You go shopping. They're sanitizing the shopping carts for what? They don't know. We got on a mask, but what are we trying to protect ourselves from? People are still smoking. Smoking kill you. More people are dying every day from the cancer caused by smoke. But we haven't closed schools and churches down because of that. Alcohol is killing people, and they still letting you buy alcohol. churches in California are open, but they tell you not to hold hands, not to sing. Our whole spiritual life now is being directed by people that don't know Jesus. The pandemic has come out, and after a man was killed, then we have other fashions that come out like Black Lives Matter, and we have people that don't know the word of God that's supporting Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter, for those of you that don't know LeBron James, they are against the traditional family, where a husband and a wife and children, they are for same sex, and therefore destroying the man. And for those of y'all that destroying, thank you baby, that's destroying y'all jobs by supporting Black Lives Matter, maybe it would do you good if you went out and learned how to climb a pole and drive a truck and dig a ditch. Amen, since you don't want Jesus. So we've been celebrating a lot, but have we been celebrating Jesus? So what are we doing every day? Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. Read, please. Read that again, please, so they can hear it. Yes. Uh-huh. And daughters were born unto them. Write down daughters. Read. Write down sons. Yes. Uh-huh. Nowhere in the Word of God, and this is in the beginning, we begin to multiply sons, daughters, no transgender. People beget after their kind. Cows get cows, dog get dog, cats get cat, man and woman get children, boys or girls. You would never see a woman have a transgender child. You would never see a woman have a homosexual child. These things are created of their learned behavior. Stick with the word. Very careful. Read, please. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Keep reading. And God saw that the wickedness of man. Look at America in the world today. Look how wicked we are. If you don't think the way people think, you don't feel the way people feel, you are a hater. People don't like me because I don't like homosexuals. Because I don't agree with their lifestyle, I don't agree with the transgender lifestyle, because it's a learned and a made behavior. You make a man, take him and make him into a woman, you say, and take a woman and make her into a man, and you say, this is the way it's supposed to be, and if I don't like you, intelligent people, notice this, these are intelligent people that have master's and doctorate degree, PhD, telling me that a man and a man can have a child. A woman and a woman can have a child. These are intelligent people. Let's see what happens when we get so intelligent. Read, please.
All that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
Yes.
And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Only every imagination and thought of his heart was evil. Then what did Jeremiah say about the heart? The Bible in Jeremiah 17 say the heart, 9 and 10, is desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Word of God says that they were walking.
acting after your own imagination. In Jeremiah 17:1, let's read it.
The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron.
The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. In other words, it's carved on your heart. Not the love of God, but the love of the world. Let's read this in Sixthly Weekend. Read.
And with the point of a diamond.
And with the point of a diamond.
But to Israel, he saith,
yes.
All day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people.
A disobedient. A people that were disobedient didn't love God. Isaiah 65:2.
I have spread out my hands all the day.
Yes.
Unto a rebellious people.
Read.
Which walketh in a way that was not good.
Uh-huh.
After their own thoughts.
God told Isaiah, he said, I stretched my hands out, I spread it out to a people that were rebellious, that walk after their own ways. And then go to Genesis 6 and verse 11. This is like Bible study night. Read.
The earth also was corrupt before God.
The earth also was corrupt before God. Look at what we see now in the earth. Man will try to marry another man. We got shooters. We got killings. We had more killings the last week or so. It's what, 17, 18 people shot. A 6-year-old boy, 8-year-old girl. A 16-year-old boy here in Tucker. Killed by his football friend over a girl. Corrupt madness. You fighting over something you don't even own. You fighting over something that you don't have a house to put in, don't have a window to throw water out of, don't have a bicycle to ride, don't have a job, and you killing over a girl. Now look at the lives that are messed up. Corrupt. The earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. Why did God destroy the earth? Because of what he saw. If God look at America today and take it seriously for what we are doing here. I told you that you can't have church. I told you not to pray. I told you to cover your mouth. I told you that the pandemic is more powerful than God. In the church world, took a step back. I told the preacher not to preach against homosexuality, not to preach against lesbianism, and to people that don't love God telling you how to think. You gonna tell me how to think? And I got the book. Read, please.
And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt.
Yes.
For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
All flesh. Read. White man flesh, black man flesh. Read.
And God said unto Noah,
yes.
The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
How many people going to be able to stand before God on judgment day? How many people going to be able to take their little piece of paper and stand before God and say, God, the Supreme Court gave me a right to do this. The Supreme Court told me I can do this. The Supreme Court say, I can. You're going to stand before God. You a lesbian and you holding your lesbian hand off. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to stand before God. But we don't want to hear that because that's not a sweet message. We want a message to tell us, stay in sin. Do what you want to do. Live the way you want to live. Two men going to stand before God. Going to go into a house. Our earth is corrupt The Bible said they love darkness rather than light. We're going to spend all our money on alcohol, on liquor, and on cigarettes. Read, please.
Make thee an ark of gopher wood.
Yes.
Rooms shalt thou make in the ark.
Yes.
And shalt pitch it within and without with pitch.
This is what happens when people are disobedient to God. 2 Peter 2 and 5. I know you used to come into church with your water sitting in front of you, drinking your water while you're in church. And you got to keep getting up, going to the restroom, but you miss most of what the preachers say because you're in the restroom. But now you don't have to go because you're at home. And you don't even just take it with you. 2 Peter 2 and 5.
And spared not the old world.
Start at verse 1.
But there were false prophets also among the people.
The way we see them today, when you got a preacher that would allow a drag queen to lay hands on him, and people call themselves Christian, have created Medea, and you call yourself a Christian, these are false prophets. Read.
Even as there shall be false teachers among you.
Read.
Who privately shall bring in damnable heresies.
Yes.
Even denying the Lord that bought them.
Even Black Lives Matters that deny the Lord that brought them and want you to marry woman to woman, man to man. Read.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
Yes.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways.
Yes.
By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken
so
of.
So we speak evil of the Bible. And we allow people to write their own stuff and do what they want to do. Read.
And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you.
Evil and false words.
Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not.
Read.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned.
For if God spared not the angels that followed Lucifer, kicked them out of heaven, what do you think will happen to you? What do you think will happen to me if I sin? God forbid that we spend money and time to produce a broadcast and fail to tell the truth. Read, please.
But cast them down to hell.
Cast them down where?
To hell.
To hell. Read.
And deliver them into chains of darkness.
Yes.
To be reserved unto judgment.
Now, you got to stay in hell until judgment. Read.
And spared not the old world.
Yes.
But saved Noah, the eighth person.
Noah, the eighth person.
A preacher of righteousness.
Now, if you want to know what did Noah did in the days that he was building the ark, he had two jobs. Take gopher wood and become a shipbuilder and build me an ark. And in the meantime, on your off time, Noah, I want you to preach. So you want to know, was he a preacher? Yes. He preached and told them that it's going to rain one day. God is going to cover the earth with the rain. And let me get a little ahead of this, because at the end of the rain, there was a rainbow. And in the rainbow, wasn't no homosexuals and lesbians. Nobody kidnapped it and hijacked it. Because at the end of the rainbow was a token, a covenant forever with the people of God. Had nothing to do with homosexuality. And we had taught it and hijacked it. Let me get a little ahead. Genesis 9:13. We done came and hijacked something and try to make it your own. It ain't yours. Belong to God. Read, please.
I do set my bow in the cloud.
I do set my bow in the cloud, my rainbow.
And it shall be for a token.
It shall be for a token. So if you want to see and want to know, and when you look at the rainbow, remember the flood. Remember the millions of people that died. Read, please.
And it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth.
It shall be for the agreement that I made between heaven and earth, that I'm not going to destroy it no more with water, but it's going to be fire. And we step ahead a few centuries, and he destroyed it, Sodom and Gomorrah, with fire. Read, please.
And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh.
Now, let's jump ahead again. Genesis 7. It started at verse 14.
They and every beast after his kind.
Yes.
And all the cattle after their kind.
See, there were no transgenders. There was none back then, so you couldn't get them. They hadn't made them in the factory. Read, please.
And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind.
Read.
And every fowl after his kind.
Yes.
Every bird of every sort.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in.
People say, well, I got left out. You know what it means, shut it in? God closed the door. God said, I'm not going to leave it up to Noah to close the door. He's busy. He's been preaching. So if you got left out of heaven, you were disobedient. If you got left out of the ark, which represents being saved by water, you went to hell because you were disobedient. And God shut the door. Just doing what we want to do. And told God what we're going to take and what we're not going to take. God said the rainbow is a token. It's a covenant between me and you. And this is what I'm going to do. Your sins have been carved on your heart, and you have rejected God. You're doing what you want to do, telling people what to love and what not to love, and what to hate and what not to hate. People are hating churches, and they don't even know what the church stands for. People say, I'm going to heaven anyhow. People said that in Noah's day, I'm going to heaven anyhow. I'm going to get me one more smoke. I'm going to get me one more drink. I'm going to lay one more girl. I'm going to sleep with one more boy. And when I wake up, I'm going to heaven. You're a lie, and the truth ain't in you. You will not go to heaven. No, you ain't going to hear this in your church. Because the preacher preaching for money and wants you to like him. I don't care whether you like me or not. If you love God, you'll love God's servant. Jeremiah 23 and 1.
Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture.
You're standing here in the pulpit lying to the people, telling them that you're going to be all right, okay, in your sin. God don't mind. God has established holiness and holiness a way of life. And God say woe, which means destruction, to the preachers that's destroying the people. How dare you tell people to stay home and turn on the, well, turn me on and stream me while you walking around in your pajamas, while you drinking your coffee, while you drinking your tea, while you sitting out on your deck. The church around the corner is closed. Your preacher is at home doing nothing. The word of God is laying dead, and no one is hearing the word anymore. It's a shame what we see going on. The world is corrupt. Preachers committing adultery. Preachers smoking. Preachers lying. Preachers doing everything, won't even tell the truth. And then someone at the flick of a button, if they don't like the message that come out, they'll flip you off of YouTube and say, we ain't gonna hear that. Who made you a judge? You telling me not to judge, but you judging the message that I'm preaching. Oh, no, I ain't afraid of you. You didn't make me. You didn't save me. I'm like Haggai. I was doing nothing but smoking and drinking and gambling on Sunday, and God reached down and saved me, baptized and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and said, go preach my word. I wasn't no preacher. Wasn't nobody in my family was no preacher. And now people don't like it when you come up against them and they gnash in their ungodly way. You know what they say? This is my way. Well, I'm going to tell you what, God ain't got but one truth. God ain't going to accept my word as truth, and I'm telling you to be sanctified, and you're going to take your word as truth, and you say, I don't want to be sanctified. Somebody ain't going to heaven. And you ain't going to heaven anyhow. You ain't going to heaven hating the man of God. You ain't going to heaven hating the people of God. You ain't going to heaven hating the church of God. You ain't going to heaven hating, hate. The rainbow is a token. Now we don't have time to read our Bible. We don't have time to study. We don't have time to pray. People ain't been to work since March. Kids ain't been in school. Churches, so they got the kids out of school. They closed the churches. You should be able to go to the church. When was the time the church was closed? You should be able to go in the church and kneel and pray. Now you don't go to school. You don't go to church. Parents stand at home complaining. Go kick the church door open. How you going to let unsaved people tell you to stay out of church? If you take me to jail, I'm going to have everybody in jail praying. Because I ain't going to sit there and not pray. We'll break out in jail. Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, and God opened the jail. We don't even want to pray. God said, woe be unto me if I destroy. And don't tell you the truth. Let me tell you something, people of God. Might not be sweet. Look at your life right now. Where you're standing, where you're sitting, where you're listening right now. There are people within the sound of my voice that sitting at home refuse to come to church. Know what they say? That's that old sanctified preacher. Well, what kind of preacher do you want? That's that old holders preacher. Well, what do you want to be? If you show me that God told you to be anything but holiness, I'll preach it. We don't get along because I'm in a holiness church. You in a Baptist church. I don't want to talk to him. You in a Methodist church. I ain't going to invite you to my pulpit. You're right. We don't speak the same thing. How can two walk together except they be agreed? I ain't going to talk to you because you preach against man. Yes, I am, because the Bible called them britches. Ain't no woman got no business walking around with britches. I know we got away from that. When was the last time you got on your knees and prayed and say, God calls me to know your word. God, show your word to me. God, baptize and fill me with your Holy Ghost. God, I want more of Jesus. We so accustomed to filth and nastiness and motion that we don't even know the move of God. People of God, get to know God. Get to know Jesus as your way of life. Don't be caught up in this foolishness. Don't do it. When you get to heaven, heaven will not be segregated. There will be no black community, no white community, nobody will be running for office. Heaven has already been decided. God the Father Almighty, Jesus on his right hand, the Holy Ghost, and the people of God. You'll have a mansion in heaven if you don't get one here. You better know who you serve and who you stand for. I don't care if you don't get it here, you can get it on the other side. The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God.
To the Words of Life radio ministry presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia.